I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Portland is a... What's going on in Portland today or yesterday?
I think that's Portland. I don't know. They're attacking an Amazon store or something like that. I just saw Big Angry had a tweet.
Man, it seems like their people are angry.
Well, it just seems like they're just, attacking an Amazon. I don't know what happened, but.
Why are they attacking Amazon?
When Portland stuff jumps off, I don't even pay it any mind anymore. It's just Portland now.
It is Portland.
It's been that way for a couple of years now. And Portland was awesome. When I went in 11, 12, and 13, I thought, golly, this is beautiful. Great place. A lot of fun. And then.
Go live there now.
Ooh, it is not. I told you, I had to break up a homeless fight. It was getting kind of bad.
You didn't have to. You could have just pulled out your phone and
watched
it.
Well, no one else was. I know. No one else was. They were all just sitting around, and it was down by the water, man. It's gotten rough because they just said if you're homeless, you can just sleep wherever you want. And apparently, just hordes of people moved to. I was told somebody who lives there just said, our population, it seemed like we added 30% just overnight once that was. Eric Layton said the same thing happened in L.A. It's kind of a known thing. People will move there, like live out of cars because they get this amazing weather. And I just thought, come on, people are not living in cars. He goes, no. In L.A., people know it's a known thing in L.A. that people will live out of cars. And I just thought, who would do that on purpose? I'd rather live in Kansas and live cheap. Well, I mean, that's me. I'd rather, right? Wouldn't you rather live in a...
No, I'd rather live in my car in
LA. Stay in a super
LA.
Cheap apartment in Kansas or
no,
a car in LA.
Nah, I heard Kansas and I'm out. Also, if you move to Portland, make sure you're not walking the street at, I don't know, 8 p.m. or you might get thrown into a federal vehicle.
Right. That is true.
There are multiple reasons to stay out of Portland right now.
They got, is it a mandatory curfew, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, was that by local government or the federal government?
Had to be federal. Local doesn't do anything over there.
Well, they're suing the federal government to get out of their city is what they're doing.
They wanted to just go on as, I don't know.
No, they
not
just
as, not my place.
Y'all they just don't
do
want,
y'all want.
They just don't want people being thrown in vans. I think that's
no,
their
no, no.
Biggest
I'm saying
issue.
But they want federal out of it because they want to just be able to let it, I guess, just play out.
Well,
in Portland.
I mean, if you look at the crowds, they've tripled and maybe even larger since the federal government got there.
Yeah, it made it worse.
Yeah. So maybe that's why
and
they went out.
And moms were posted up over there.
Getting tear gassed. Pregnant women getting tear gassed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Down with the feds. The moms are here or something like that.
Yeah, and the feds are like, I know you're pregnant, but here's some tear gas for your face.
Well.
Well, what?
Listen. Pregnant woman can't be dangerous?
I'm curious at what direction this is
going to
go.
Yeah, that's why I said, well, what?
Hold on 1 second.
Pregnant woman can't. Oh, really? Dell, you ever been with a pregnant woman for any amount of time?
It's actually one of my biggest fears, so no. But I don't know. Interlocking hands and standing together. I don't know how.
Sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. You're breaking up the gavel.
Would you like to go on and tell us how dangerous pregnant women are again, John?
Lance knows better than anybody.
What do I know?
How dangerous pregnant women can be.
I don't know that they're dangerous.
Oh,
what's dangerous about them?
Listen, can they go from 0 to 60 in less than a second?
non-pregnant women can go from 0 to 60. What are you talking about?
Right, but pregnant
women especially. Did you mean to just say women?
Pissed. Okay, listen. How pissed are women when they can't have alcohol for any amount of time? Okay.
My wife is self quarantining against alcohol right now.
Really?
And it is, and I will say
this. Is Maddie happy about this?
Yeah, but it has not changed that. Like, well, the house has gotten a little. It's gotten a little worse, I think.
What?
I don't know what. I can't really. It's just gotten. The house is just not. I think we need to get some alcohol flowing through the house again.
I think we need to get that in there.
Let's get that vodka rolling.
See,
again.
When women don't have alcohol, that's the problem. When they don't.
Your friends hate you when you don't have alcohol.
That's right. Everybody hates everybody. See, look, I hate Del. He doesn't drink alcohol.
It's not women. It's your friends said they don't want to be around you when. Everybody's sober, or especially your
everyone
sober.
Hates everybody that's not able to drink any alcohol.
Most times, sober people hate the people who are drinking because you're a-holes.
That is usually the case, and you even admitted that. When you're not drunk, or when you're not drinking, I should say, that your friends don't seem as likable, right?
Yeah. No. I don't want to be around my drunk friends when I'm sober.
That is a thing, though, when you are the sober one. Like, designated drivers, you want to talk about doing the Lord's work. Hanging out with a bunch of drunk people. Uber drivers.
You were a designated driver, though?
One time, and it was someone who's affiliated with the station. I'm not going to give out names. It was the worst. We're at some event, and because they were drinking, we were like, no, it wasn't Holly.
You drove Holly home drunk?
I did not. It wasn't Holly, but because, of course, this person's like, no, I'm fine to drive home. I'm fine. And of course, you're like, no, you're not driving home. We can't let you do that. So, this person lived a bit away from the area. Certainly, we were downtown. Certainly, far away from where I live. So we had to. So I had to have another person in my car, with her in the back. We dropped her off, and then we had to go back and go get her car.
Ugh.
And then.
Ugh.
And then drop her car off, and then we had to go back so I could drop him off, so he could get his car. That is what it's like. Dealing with a drunk person who can't drive home. It's the worst.
It's the worst. No.
Multiple trips.
I don't think I've ever done that when I'm... Oh, yeah, I have. I've had to go pick up... Like, my wife and her father went to the rodeo once, and...
Picking up drunk people
pick it,
off the floor also is no fun.
Yeah. No. Well...
I've done that at various times in my life. Not a ton. I've been the person on the floor, too.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to be the person on the floor.
Yeah. I don't know that I don't know. I guess I'm pretty good at.
You just throw a towel over them. If they're on the floor, just throw a towel on them and, you know, just hope for the best. If you think they're done throwing up, maybe bring them a pillow. Not a good one. Maybe one from the kids' room.
Did you think that that John Rahm should have got a two-stroke penalty when that ball moved? You saw it several times, the ball in the rough there. It moved slightly. Did you think he should have got a two-stroke penalty?
That's what it is. Those are the rules.
That's the rules. Ball moved.
Yeah. Hopefully people
But they saw it on TV. You wouldn't have been able to see it with the human eye if it wasn't for TV and slow motion. So, I mean, I don't know. There's that rule. And you can't call in anymore. You can't be Karen on your couch.
I know. All you golf guys who wanted, like, I can't wait to interject myself and be part of this process. And life is like Twitter's like that, right? Everyone wants to interject and stuff that doesn't even concern them all the time. Can you imagine? So golf already had some people who were doing that at home anyway, watching and waiting so that they could snitch as quickly as they could if they saw something on TV.
Right.
Now that you have Twitter, if people cared about snitching on golf as much, they would do it all the time on Twitter. At PGA, at PGA, guess we're just letting this go.
Right. Guess who the boss of the pop of my fraction? Well, he got a two-stroke penalty. He won, but he still won by three strokes. He dominated yesterday. And he's the number one player in the world. So we got that going on. So just awesome golf talk right here on ESPN 97.5. And you can listen to Charlie Epps Golf Hour, 8 o'clock every Saturday morning right here. How about we come here? All of the power is off on Saturday morning. So all the power in the building's off. Because they're doing some mechanical work here on the building. So we got to walk up the stairs because there's no elevators, you know. And, you know, that's fine. Charlie's 75. He's got a bad knee. So that wasn't tutti frutti for him. But then we get in, oh, we have no phones, so we can't call anybody. It's just me and Charlie talking about golf for, well, the first half hour. They figured out the phones. Jose figured out the phones in the second half hour, so we were able to get Billy Harmon in. But me and Charlie just sitting there talking about golf. You want to talk about riveting? You want to talk about riveting radio right there? Y'all need to go to the podcast and listen to that. Just sitting there, two guys just sitting there talking about,
isn't that what you're doing,
a tournament
anyway,
that's 2,000 miles away.
Well, but that's
well,
what you
but
do
you
anyway.
Got other people that can interject. We had a guest set up. We had the director of golf at Muirfield Village set up that we couldn't get to him and all that. So,
so let me ask you a serious question, because
mm-hmm.
Peter Burns from SEC Network now and ESPN Radio, he does, or XM Radio, whatever he does. So Peter was in he was in Denver for years. Well, not years. He was in San Antonio. Then he got a little full of himself by his own admission in San Antonio and ended up getting himself fired. And he was successful in San Antonio, but then he went to Denver and he bought his own show and was doing a 2-hour show and selling his own advertising, making money, doing a good job. So he's a hustler by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's a go-getter and a hustler. When I say hustler, I mean it in a very positive way. So then he got to SEC Network, is where he was hired to go there. One of the things that Peter has been able to do as a hustler and as a go-getter is use that to say, hey, I'm Peter Burns from ESPN and SEC Network. I'm going to be in your city. I'm going to be in your town and was looking to get a round of golf. I wanted to see if you have media rates or whatever. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, if you let me play here, I'll go ahead and post. Would love to post stuff on my social media pages and all that. And he gets hooked up with unbelievable stays, hotels. He's learned to hustle. You are having all these people on from different places. There's no way that you haven't hustled golf and stuff like that from your golf stuff.
Well, I've always done that here in the city.
You've already done it.
But I don't do
it. You could go to these other places
if you went. I really could. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I could set something up. And through Charlie and... Yeah. No,
If you ever traveled and played golf.
Yeah, I don't do that as
You don't
that
usually
often.
Bring your clubs where you go, do you?
Well, if it's a golf trip, then yeah. But I'll bring them down to Florida or whatever. But I really haven't done that. No, I haven't taken advantage of it. But I've always taken advantage of it here in the city of Houston.
Yeah.
No, right.
We're aware of that. I meant on the road. I meant road
yeah,
games.
Yeah, no. I haven't done. I'm not that.
Through the golf thing.
I'm kind of lazy.
Do you bring your clubs or do you ever go play in like rent clubs?
Yeah, that's not.
I rented clubs in San Francisco. We went to where did we go in San Francisco? Really good course.
I did it when we were with the. We went to Florida. We went to Tampa with the Roughnecks, and the day we got there, the day before, obviously, we went. I met a buddy, and we went and played. And I rented some clubs, and I actually liked the driver so much. I went and when I got back, I bought.
Yeah, the clubs I rented were fantastic. Yeah. I actually did the same thing. They had Callaway's, you could rent the Cavity back, which I wasn't playing, and yeah, it was the same thing. But I played with rented clubs twice there, and I think in Durango, Colorado, one time, and it was I rarely get a play ever here anyway, so I'm certainly not bringing my clubs on the road, but I was just wondering if you had created that hustle.
No, I didn't.
Because Peters is like, wow, he knows what he's doing.
No, but here in the city of Houston, I'm known as America's guest.
I know, Charlie. Did Dick Harmon give you that, or was it Charlie?
Yeah,
okay.
Dick Harmon. Yeah. But that, I think
he's America's guest.
Yeah.
Everything comes with a zero.
Right. Toe from Braeburn. He can't, yeah. Kenny from Braeburn to Big Toe. They call him Toe.
Mm-hmm.
He was, oh, look, America's guest is back.
Oh, he's here again.
923 ESPN, 97.5. We haven't talked in a long time about, now, so apparently the Rockets are actually doing something defensively. Dell, do we have confirmation on this?
Yeah, Daryl Morey said they've changed some things, and Covington says they're talking more. So they're ready for lockdown defense starting in late July, July 31st or whatever they start. Ready. Changing things.
What is the first game? Do you know the first game that's going to be played in a restart?
for the Rockets.
They're called
overall?
Regular season restart
seeding games.
Yeah,
in the seeding season,
the regular season restart. The seeding season.
Who do the Rockets play first?
No. The very first game that's going to pop up. I assume this is a TV game. Have you seen it?
Nope, I don't know.
Jazz Pelicans.
Zion.
Oh, Zion. Yep. Now Zion left. Is he back?
Not as of yet.
But expected to be.
He's expected to be back.
Zion versus...
Well, not that far away, though.
Donnie Mitchell. Days. I'm calling him Donnie Mitchell.
Well, less than 11. What? When's the first game? The 30th or the 31st?
First game is the 30th. Jazz Pelicans, followed by Clippers Lakers.
So he's... Ooh. I don't remember the procedures, but he needs to be back relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Because
he's getting in from the outside world.
Yeah. Now, if he's tested every day... And he has, and those are on file with the NBA, it's better.
Yeah, but it still takes, the incubation period is why you have to wait.
Well, that's why they want him tested every day. Because if he's not tested every day, he's gonna be out of commission when he gets back for like a week plus.
Hold up, man. It's 20. He better get back soon. Yeah. Do they have a day? Is it a week? Like, what's their
policy? 8 days?
It was 10 days previously. So he better get back today.
Unless he's been tested. I forgot what it is. But if you're tested every day and they have those reports, then your time isolated in your own room is shorter. I just don't remember exactly how long it is.
I would say that, like, come on, this is Zion for the first game back. Trust me, they're going to let him go. But that's the one thing. I'm not sure the NBA is going to take this where they go, hey, this is a superstar. He doesn't even have to get tested for COVID. That doesn't really make sense. No, I don't care if you're the worst player or the best player. You have to follow the same protocols.
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen. He's gonna have to follow.
Can you
the
believe
protocol.
That Clippers Lakers off the jump?
Yeah.
Golly.
Okay.
First Rockets game is
how
Mavs
different will the scores
Friday.
Be?
The scores lower. I'm going to say maybe a drop in about 4 to 5 points a game. I don't know total points. I don't think it's going to be crazy.
What is the average NBA game points?
This is totally off the top of my head, but I'm going to say 218.
NBA stats, we can look up.
218 per game, maybe 216, which seems super high, but they've been trending up and up and up. No, I'd say more like 214.
Just to clean the Zion thing up, any players who leave the bubble environment would undergo quarantine of up to 10 days upon their return to Disney and will need to register 2 negative tests as well as an antibody test before returning to play. So it's up to 10 days. So I guess there's some wiggle room.
Oh, then they're, you know what they're going to do? Wiggle.
Mm-hmm.
If there's wiggle room, they're going to wiggle. I don't think there's any question about that. This is pretty easy to see stats. how much teams score. Oh, my gosh. John, you're really bad at this. So you think there's going to be a drop in scoring, Dell? Drop in scoring?
I think there'll be. I don't know. I mean, because scoring's about shooting. So those guys just going to not be able to shoot the ball after? And plus, they're going to have 2, maybe 3 to 4 exhibition games before then. I think those start maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. I don't see a dramatic drop.
Wednesday, yeah. 4 game slate on Wednesday.
Yeah, so I don't see a dramatic drop. I think lack of defense will be a problem.
You think it will?
Because think about it. How many teams are actually going to be going all out?
Conditioning is going to be an issue for some players. It is.
I think you're going to see expand. The rosters are already expanded. I think early on in those seeding games, you're not going to see these tight 8-9-man rotations.
The median... 3-point percentage is 35.8. Higher or lower?
I'm not sure that will be. See, my thing is there will be more turnovers and more.
Median points per game is 112, which would make it 224 points per game.
It doesn't seem like that's pretty high. That high. That's really high. I mean, I do think it's going to go down, but I think partly because there's going to be squandered possessions due to turnovers. You know, I actually don't think the shooting is going to be as affected as people think because of what we talked about. I think a lot of players, their muscle memory is just so much better now than any other time because that's what they've been doing for years and years and years and years is shooting from distance. And I think the 3-point shooting, I don't think it will be drastically different from that 35% range. I think the difference is going to be sloppy ball handling, turnovers. maybe getting on the same page in terms of back cuts and things like that. You know, the timing elements of basketball, I think, will be
the median turnovers is that right? Turnovers is 14 a game?
Yeah.
That's a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, but there's a lot. The possessions are more 14. Possessions.
So, well, you think it'll be worse than that? Higher? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I'm most interested in what they will be, what conditions they'll be playing under in terms of background. Will the NBA do what other leagues have done, particularly, well, the TBT we talked about quite a bit with the background, or will they be playing in empty they're all going to be empty, but are we going to be able to tell? Are they going to be able to tell? Hey, look at all these empty seats. Will that affect the way they play?
No.
Because we know about when people are in arenas, I mean, those giant stadiums, at least with tournaments, NCAA tournaments, the shooting gets worse. At least it feels like it. The offensive basketball gets worse in those giant arenas because backdrops can affect those guys. I don't know if it'll be that big of a deal in the NBA. I wonder how many players would be affected by not having people there. Maybe not such a big deal, but I wonder what the NBA will do to make it a more cozy environment as opposed to it seeming so empty.
I think it's going to look like a TV set where the backdrop, where all the TVs are, the cameras are pointed, the background, it, like the basketball tournament, is going to look awesome. And then the other side is just going to be empty stands. I think that's going to be. And you know what? It's going to be like a practice for those guys. Do you play really crappy in practice? No. You play hard and you play, only this is actually competitive. I mean, and you can shoot and all of that stuff. They're not going to be, it's not giant arenas, that's for sure.
No, it's actually going to be smaller. I'm just interested to see what the NBA does to make it feel as close to a normal environment for them as possible. Will they play will they have the stadium sounds defense chant, all those things. I wonder, or will they be playing, will all they hear squeaks of the shoes and the grip on the floor?
I think they will. And I think they'll hear the announcers that are sitting right next to them there. And I think that they're going to be pissed off sometimes at the announcers. I think that you probably are worried about what's going on with you and your business. And if you have issues at all, if you had issues getting your PPP, your SBA loan, if you have had issues with your taxes, which just that just completed, if you've had issues, don't worry. The Affordable Care Act is still in effect. And guess what? You are going to be fined if you aren't following the Affordable Care Act, and you don't want that. If you had any questions, if you had to do it all yourself, did your payroll company do it? Ours did. Ours did, and it's HR&P. Love what they do. You'll love what they do. I really believe that they are just the best at this. They're going to give you customized, personalized service and answer all the questions that you have. And if your payroll company didn't answer all your questions about your SBA loans or about any kind of issue tax-wise, then you need to go with ours, because ours does everything. And it's personalized care, each and every, and customized to your business. It's not cookie cutter. So if you're looking for that payroll company and that HR company that is going to take care of that business for you and get you restarted in this economy, all you got to do is go to hrp.net, 281-880-6525, or hrp.net. 934 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What the hell? Why is Mickey Rourke going after Robert De Niro? Hey, Robert De Niro, that's right. I'm talking to you, you big effing crybaby. Friend of mine just recently told me a few months back, you're quoted as saying to newspapers, Mickey Rourke's a liar. He talks all kind of shite. Listen, Mr. Tough Guy in the movies, you're the first person that ever called me a liar, and it was in a newspaper. Wow.
Mickey Rourke threatened to embarrass Robert De Niro over claims surrounding the former's potential involvement in The Irishman, reigniting 33-year feud between the actors. Mickey Rourke, that's right, I'm talking to you, blah, blah, blah.
Let me tell you something, you punk ass. When I see you, I swear to God, on my grandmother, on my brother, and all my dogs, I'm going to embarrass you severely 100%. Mickey Rourke, as God is my witness.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Representatives of De Niro immediately rebuked the suggestion. Well, Rourke has previously spoken about The Irishman, which starred De Niro, Pesci, and Pacino, claiming that Scorsese wanted to meet with him for a part in the film, but that the offer was rescinded when it transpired that De Niro would work with the Sin City actor. I have to be honest with you here. This is not being hateful or mean or ugly. You've seen, so he was great in The Wrestler and all that.
He was great in The Wrestler.
Fantastic, right? You've seen what Mickey Rourke looks like now.
Yeah.
He looks like one of those like older women who looks like a cat because they've had so much work done on their face and cheekbones and collagen and all that.
And the lips.
Serious question. This is not even meant as a joke. How could you sell that thing in a movie? No. Like, no one looked like it. It's a suspension of disbelief is what movies are. So,
especially when back you see in the collagen 50s.
Lips, that's what I'm saying. Collagen lips, puffed up cheeks, eye surgeries. You can't sell that as something from the 50s.
According to the Irishman producers, Jane Rosenthal and Emma Tillinger, Koskoff, and casting director Ellen Lewis, Mickey Rourke was never asked to be in The Irishman, nor was he ever even thought of, discussed, or considered to be in the movie. So he's kind of, I don't know. Would you want to see a fight between De Niro and Mickey? I think Mickey Rourke wins that, though.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke is an old boxer. Man.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey Rourke's not young anymore, but yeah.
De Niro was a boxer, too.
In a movie.
Jake LaMotta.
Yeah, in a movie. In a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one quit. He quit acting so he could box, and then subsequently
His face got destroyed boxing, so I had to try to fix it.
I guess that's what it is. De Niro, 76. Has seen his finances compounded by a double hit of divorce negotiations and a capital call payout from Nobu restaurant chain where he holds a stake. Meanwhile, Rourke was able to wrap up shooting on a World War II horror thriller, War Hunt.
Let's find out where Mickey Rourke's career is. Let's see who his co-stars are in War Hunt, because that'll determine if he's, I should have been in The Irishman. Let's see who you were actually acting with in your latest. It's called War Hunt?
Yeah, War Hunt. You can go look at IMDb. We'll have it already. It's going to be in post-production, so we'll see.
Let's see. Huh. Mickey Rourke, clearly the headliner of this.
That's a problem right away.
Biggest problem.
If Mickey Rourke has a bit part in a movie, okay.
Yeah, he's the star, and the other biggest star is like the fifth lead in the Twilight series. Not like Kristen Stewart or what's his name, Robert Pattinson. Like one of the background vampires is his co-star, is the biggest name. So that's where he's at. Let's throw you in The Irishman and see how it works out.
Well, I mean, he could have a bit role, but not with that face.
What's he going to be doing?
I mean, a gangster.
A gangster?
Mickey Rourke could be a gangster.
Who's gone through?
Not with the face.
Yeah, how's he going to do that?
No, not with the face. No, the face has to go. No. I mean, but listen, they made everybody look older. Maybe they could take out younger. Maybe they could take out, his. And then they made Pesci look older too, right?
Maybe they say, hey, this is our guy, Tommy Batts. We call him that because someone took a bat
to his face. And look, we had to have surgery.
And this is what he looks like now.
Yeah. So you had to have surgery.
Do you think that was what it was? He was going to play a part of the guy who was getting kicked by De Niro on the ground?
Yeah.
Remember that?
And then
that old man.
And then he was going to look up and that, that's Mickey Rourke's face.
Oh! Why did De Niro do that to that guy's face? And then what you don't find out is it's boom, boom. It's a steady stream of jabs that did that. Boom, boom, two-piece. Bang, bang. Left, right, left, right. And then, you get caught by the hook that you don't see coming. And then bang. Before you know it, Mickey Rourke.
Boom. And then you got the face.
Be careful disrespecting Robert De Niro.
And be careful disrespecting Mickey Rourke. He could come up and...
Mickey Rourke came out and called Robert De Niro a punk ass.
Yeah.
And like, on my grandmama, on my dogs. He's putting it on his grandma. He's putting it on his dogs.
Right.
Like, I'll put this on my mama, my grandmama, my dogs. I'm like, ooh.
On your dog. Once you put it on your dogs.
I mean, right. And your grandma is like, ooh, he means this, Robert. He just put it on his grandma and dogs.
Hmm.
You better not. I would not. just stay quarantined. Plus, Mickey is just scary looking.
Yeah. And De Niro's an old man.
It's hard to believe Mickey Rourke was the same guy from Angel Heart, which I loved back in the day. Loved Angel Heart. And
who was in Angel? New Orleans.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's why they had the beef. They said 33-year-old beef.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from Angel Heart, yeah. Where he was Louis Cypher. Robert De Niro was Lucifer, known as Louis Cypher. Yeah. That had to be where their beef came.
Yeah, they've been going for years.
Mm. I'm just looking at
I didn't know there was a thing between
Mickey Rourke's facial evolution. And it's got a very House of Wax vibe to him. And if you've ever seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. People got wax poured over their faces and then melted. But it looks like he's made the like in 2014, there was an article about how his face made a comeback. But then I look at pictures from like 2017 and the comeback was short lived.
In 2009, he would confess that his changing looks were due to botched facial surgery. Most of it was to mend the mess of my face because of boxing. But I went to the wrong guy to put my face back together. I did the same thing with floors. I went to the wrong guy for the floors. And now my floors are like, I mean, if you had to compare them, it's like Mickey Rourke face. But that's my floors. I did the same thing, Mickey, only I didn't.
It was
the wrong plastic surgery. I got the wrong floor guy. But Rourke's reputation in the 90s was a promising young talent gone tragically awry. Yeah, his... look. Yeah, 2014. Mickey Rourke's face is finally looking great after a series of...
for a while, it was really, really bad.
Yeah. So you don't think so lately it's not better? Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, that was much better in 2014. This is Mickey Rourke here.
Yeah.
And then that's...
Yeah, that's bad. No, that's terrible. 942 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We're looking at, Mike, you're doing some work over at the house that we're getting, and Jeff Aronoff is going to be the first call. Come over, take a look. We want to build a bar and a room, a TV room, and all of this, all kinds of stuff, and vanity and bathtub and shower and all this stuff and flooring and stuff, and Jeff's going to be the first call because this is what Jeff does, big job, and Jeff Aronoff is up for it. So going to have him over, going to take a look at it, and you, my friends, can do the same thing. If you have any big job for Jeff Aronoff, then let Jeff come to your home and take care of this business. He's got wonderful workers. He'll come in. You don't need an architect. You don't need someone to plan it all out. He will tell you exactly what it's going to be. He'll design it for you, and he might even be able to show you exactly how it's going to look when it's all said and done. But here's the deal. Is he's been doing this for years, and he will continue to do it for you at a great price, 20% off for 97.5 listeners. If you're looking for a great way to renovate, to add to, but it's got to be big. It can't be a small job. It's got to be something big because that's what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. You're looking for that renovation to make your house 100% better and sell for more, or your business to sell for more. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Texans reporting today, the rookies and quarterbacks. So what do we know so far about the NFL season?
Are we sure rookies and quarterbacks are...
Yeah.
With the onslaught of star players sending out their tweets, almost feels like it's... Are we sure?
Well, here's what they've agreed upon. Training camps will be at team facilities. They have to retrofit their facilities as much as possible to account for 6 feet of physical distancing. Locker rooms, showers, they have to be all 6 feet. It's not going to be a bubble. If you have symptoms, you have to notify immediately. If you do have a positive test, they are going to have data, a third party that analyzes league injury data for contact tracing to determine who the person has been in close contact with. If it's in a game, the NFL will make use of radio frequency identification tracking devices embedded in each player's shoulder pads to determine whom that player was within 6 feet of during the game. That'll be everybody. He'll be within 6 feet of everybody during the game. Right?
Well,
not lazier
not
players.
Not the quarterback if you're the corner. Unless you're
Whitney Merciless.
Oh, see, that's ugly.
Oh. Protocols will be enforced
by... If you're J.J. Watt, you're not even playing.
Protocols will be enforced by unannounced inspections conducted jointly by the NFL to make sure that they're doing everything right. Early training camp practices will look different. There's going to be designation for how close you can be together and all that stuff. No fans or visitors to the facilities. Preseason games, they're in a disagreement about. The NFLPA wants zero games. The NFL wants two.
How can you figure all this out right now? I know you got to logistically. How in the world can you get all this figured out?
These are things they already have figured out. This is already figured out.
Okay, what if there's a bunch of positive tests over the next 15 days? Then all that stuff goes out the window.
Well, no.
I guess you can still have a concept and then alter it.
Well, then you're going to... we'll get to that. Media interviews will be video conferences like they're doing with baseball right now. There are going to be new rules in place for teams that travel. Buses operating no more than 50%. No sharing of hotel rooms. That's going to be expensive. That's going to be really expensive. You're going to need more buses. You're going to need bigger planes because there has to be a seat in between all the players. The biggest unanswered questions, the 2020 revenues. There have been some discussion. The NFLPA considered a proposal to put 35% of salaries in escrow. A non-starter, but nothing close to an agreement. The league and union are discussing financial accommodations for players or other team employees who opt out because of pre-existing conditions or reticence with the safety protocol. So they're going to have to figure that out. The details aren't clear on how the NFL will account for what could be significant. This is your deal. Roster churn. Based on infections and isolation time, expanded active rosters and bigger practice squads are both in play. The league and the union are discussing establishment of a new coronavirus-specific injured reserve list that would allow a player to return after a short period of time, such as 3 weeks. The testing hasn't been finalized. They could be testing every day or testing every other day. We shall see. Game officials, that kind of stuff. The NFL and NFLPA are working with vendors on a face shield that would attach to helmets, although some players are against that. J.J. Watt expressed concern. The NFL has proposed fining players who violate health and safety protocols. That's not determined yet whether or not that's going to happen. Each team will determine its policy for allowing fans into stadiums, although the first 8 rows will not be occupied by any fans for social distancing. But each team, each stadium can decide how they're going to do it.
This is, no matter what you have to come up with a policy. You have to come up with a game plan for the future. And then you have to be willing to get off that and make changes. We see it with rolling out phases, phase one, phase two. Now they're rolling everything back. That's the reality of it. You don't know what's going to take place. I do know that MLS is going. Rugby, Sam Windsor was listening and reminded me. Rugby's going too. Rugby is a contact sport.
Well, you're
similarities to football.
Yeah.
Rugby, no face shields. I think they're just getting tested. Rugby goes, baseball leagues are going across the the globe. Soccer leagues are going across the globe, including the U.S. now. There's really no reason basketball and baseball should go. There's no reason that football, if they follow protocol, shouldn't. And I'm with the players. If they're fighting for certain basic protocols that are not being adhered to by the league, makes total sense. If they're fighting because they weren't consulted, or they feel if this is a position of any type of leverage, I certainly am not going to agree with that. I mean, I do think the league needs to obviously consult with the Players Association. They're the ones taking the biggest chances here, without question. They're the ones taking the chances here. With that said, if the league is doing what it, and to act like the league isn't, so a lot of people, just based on bombastic comments on Twitter and hyperbole, you think the league hasn't done anything. When in reality, you just read down a bunch of protocols. The league is going to have a bleep ton of protocols.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's unsolved, that's unresolved.
Yeah, and how much of that is unresolved because they haven't looked into it or haven't done their due diligence, and how much of it is they're just not sure right now?
I don't think they can agree. They're agreeing on some stuff. You know, I think, well, the testing is a big one. Well, how often you're going to be tested.
To me, whatever is the safest, do that.
And this thing about anyone who is within 6 feet of somebody, if you're in a game and after the game somebody tests positive, I mean, honestly, you're within 6 feet. They're going to use chips in the shoulder pads. Everybody on the field, if you're a linebacker, you're going to go be that close to every lineman, defensive and offensive, running backs, even wide receivers, slot backs, quarterback. Really? Within 6 feet? Everybody that's in within 6 feet of that person is going to have to sit, really?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out, because I know college football is in the middle of starting, I think they started last week, mandatory workouts. Miami shut it down for a day and they came back on Friday. What they're doing is, I think three players at least, the reporting is three players tested positive. Miami won't confirm or deny who tested positive. But they initially started their workouts with small groups of eight. So if you were within 6 feet of that person who tested positive for 15 minutes, then you got pulled out of workouts and you got quarantined for like 10 days or whatever the day is.
Worse than 10 minutes, though, is if you're being tackled. Like rugby, I don't know how you do it, because there's
make sure you have a bunch
there's
of
droplets all over each. You're getting droplets
well,
all
test
over each other.
And make sure you're not positive.
Well, yeah, but you also have to. Well, you're going to right. You're going to have to test everybody who was in that game immediately after the game. I can't imagine rugby has that kind of money. I can't imagine. I mean,
no, you got
to
be.
And oh, by the way, one of the things about the NFL is that they're worried about is you really want to test every day when there's communities that don't have access to testing or as much access to testing, and you want us to test every day. You know how that's going to look?
It doesn't matter how it looks. You want a league to go on. The league gets advantages that regular people don't get on a regular basis anyway.
Well, even every other day isn't a big advantage.
Let's do this. Sorry that you guys can't have testing every single day. We just won't play. You think the public would be okay with that?
No. Well, that's the players saying that. Every other day would probably be just fine.
I think it would probably be okay.
Yeah.
But if that's what it takes to get the players back out there, an additional measure of safety, I don't think it really can't be about what this looks like. You can let Twitter complain about what it looks like. It's irrelevant. It's not going to have any impact on your TV deal. It's not going to have any impact on the amount of people that are paying attention to your sport. Somebody cries on Twitter, too bad. Too bad, so sad. And the players, then go after the players. Why are you demanding this so much? You spoiled brats. You want to have safety so much? We can't have safety, but you can't. Who is in a race to test every day in their life? Zero people?
Well, I can't imagine AJ's going to be down with this. I got called a diva because I said we needed more mic shields here.
Well,
some mic condoms.
There are articles being written about the MLS and the NBA about this thing you're talking about. Like, you guys are testing and you get your test back within hours, and people in the area where cases are being just shooting through the roof or have to wait 5 to 7 days. So Lance said it. At some point, what the NBA's done, they're creating this thing where some public health thing that they're adding to. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but they're in some type of study where maybe testing will become a little bit easier and less expensive. They're contributing to that. But this is what you're going to have to deal with. And you're going to have to say, you know what? Fine, write the article, but we're still doing this. You can't worry about it. I don't know if push through is the right word to say.
But that's what it's going to have to be. You can't allow, if you are so concerned about the outside and what they're going to think, then don't play, because there are going to be people who say, this isn't important enough what you guys are doing. You shouldn't be playing. So you're gonna have to push that stuff to the side.
Yeah, but Twitter will crush anyone who thinks football isn't important.
Well, part of Twitter will.
They're jerks.
The other Twitter will say, "Hey, there are more important things going on."
It's stupid
to think
that football isn't important. It's stupid.
Well, the article, like the NFL, will get those articles written. They're gonna say, "Sorry, we're going to do things to help public health, but we're still gonna play."
Yeah, you're stupid if you think the public is more important than the NFL.
What do you mean? The public that watch the NFL is less important than the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah, you're stupid.
Oh, so the NFL does like fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about fans.
NFL guy said they do.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they said? Okay. No. They just like fans because you know why?
Well, yeah. So if all the fans are sick and they can't play.
Money.
I understand. But money. If those fans are not able to
go. You know what? They'll be sick
go.
Watching at home. Or, so what? That's fine. Ratings go up. Bing, bing, bing. More money in our pocket.
Or they're convalescing and can't watch because, you know, they're really sick.
No.
What if they just do something where it's like LARPing, where defenders, after a certain amount of yards, if they are within like 10 feet, which would still, it's still going to be tough for Texans DBs at times, but just say tackle, like they screen tackle. And like throw a lightning
can
bolt.
Can they throw a lightning bolt?
Yeah, like they go, tackle, tackle, tackle. And they do that with their arms, tackle, tackle, tackle. And they say, he tackled you. This is live action role play football now. We're going to do this for safety. And we won't have contact. And I block, block, block. Swim move, swim move. Like you say your move. Mm-hmm. And then somehow maybe AI can fix it to where that will happen. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this out. I think LARPing is the answer. I'm not sure how the LARPers, like maybe you can bring them in to consult and say, look, how do you LARPers do this?
Yeah, that's what the NFL needs, is LARPing consultants.
Before we go to break, and John, you talk about where you can bet on the NBA. Mm-hmm. I did find interesting that J.J. Watt is spearheading this particular movement by the players about safety, but he's not for wearing a face shield, which would help with your safety concerns.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Well, what about his rights?
No, he didn't say right.
Yes.
Here's the thing, though. JJ, at some point, I'll bet you he backs off of this because people are going to start to put him in the anti-mask category. Yeah. Like, this is curious. You don't want to because you say you don't like the breathing, like it's harder. And he's going to be like, no, if it's safety. No, this is different. This shield is great. I meant other shields. This one, I want to protect other people and myself. So I'm on, you know, and he'll do a salute. And I'm on board.
Listen,
he's going to flip. I guarantee you he'll flip on the shield.
A face shield, definitely.
It's a
no-brainer. Hey, I've been waiting for this day since March, and now it's here. I only got one thing on my mind. That's mybookie.ag. With mybookie.ag, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie has up to the minute odds on all the teams, and with the start of Major League Baseball just around the corner, now is a great time to start playing. Check out MyBookie's World Series future bets. Nothing shows you believe in your squad like betting on them before the season's even begun. Why stop with baseball? Well, what else? Oh, NBA, NHL, NFL games. Start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today. MyBookie will match your deposit 100%, plus they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay.